Patient safety beyond hospitals. A look at patient safety culture in nursing homes. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. Patient safety has featured prominently on the healthcare agenda in recent years. A key component of patient safety is the patient safety culture of the healthcare organization itself. Patient safety culture has been defined as the product of individual and group values, attitudes, perceptions, competencies, and patterns of behavior that determine the commitment to and the style and proficiency of an organization's health and safety management, and is regarded by some as a proxy measure for quality of care. Most patient safety research has focused on the hospital setting and patient safety culture in nursing homes and ascertains if and how the safety culture of nursing homes varies according to facility and market characteristics. Data for the study came from a representative national survey of 2,840 nursing homes across the United States. Nursing home administrators completed the hospital survey on patient safety culture instrument, which was previously validated for assessing safety culture in hospitals. The hospital survey on patient safety culture contains 12 patient safety subscales: overall perceptions of safety, frequency of event reporting, manager expectations and actions promoting safety, organizational learning, teamwork within units, communication openness, feedback, and communication about errors, non-punitive response to errors, staffing, management support for patient safety, teamwork across units, and handoffs and transitions. Nursing home scores from this survey were compared against hospital benchmark scores. 12 facility and market characteristics of the nursing home were identified to enable an examination of relationships between patient safety and these characteristics. Facility characteristics included staffing levels, number of beds to proxy facility size, case mix, a proxy measure of activities of daily living was used, ownership, for-profit versus not-for-profit, chain membership, chain versus non-chain, private pay occupancy rates, and overall resident census, a number of residents divided by number of beds. Market characteristics included rural location and number of nursing homes in the county, a proxy measure for competition. Relationships between the 12 patient safety subscales and the 12 facility and market characteristics were analyzed. 52% of nursing homes in the sample belonged to chains and 59% were for-profit. A comparison of nursing home and hospital patient safety scores revealed that a nursing home scored lower in all subscales except for teamwork across units. The authors interpret this as suggesting patient safety culture is lower in nursing homes than hospitals. Facility characteristics associated with high patient safety scores include high staffing levels of registered nurses in 10 out of 12 patient safety subscales, high licensed practical nurse staffing, 2 out of 12 subscales, high nursing aid staffing, 7 out of 12 subscales. Facility characteristics associated with low patient safety include for-profit ownership in 9 out of 12 subscales, chain membership, 10 out of 12 subscales, and lower than average private pay occupancy, 11 out of 12 subscales. Both market characteristics, rural location, and number of nursing homes were associated with low patient safety scores. The results suggest that patient safety culture in nursing homes may lag behind hospitals. The author suggests that improvement in patient safety culture in nursing homes is critical to improve the care provided by this industry. From a policy perspective, the most striking findings pertain to the importance of high RN staffing levels in ensuring patient safety and the strong relationships between for-profit ownership, chain membership, and low patient safety culture. It should be noted that because researchers examined only the views of nursing home administrators as opposed to multiple levels of management, a partial view of patient safety culture in nursing homes is provided. This podcast was a synopsis on nursing home administrators' opinions of the resident safety culture in nursing homes, originally published by the Healthcare Management Review. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.